To be a winemaker, you need to be a little bit crazy.
Pinot Noir, it's not going to knock your socks off, but it's going to seduce you. It's going to slip your socks off.
When you've got the basic fruit intensity in the wine itself, they're the wines that are going to age very well.
For my family, Moscato is in our DNA.
It is only Barbera, this wine. Why it is so expensive? Because it's very good wine.
We make a white Barbera, which is called Carica l'Asino, which, by the way, means load the donkey, and we don't know why.
We say, so drink the wine. That's kind of our motto here at Life Between the Vines. One of the cool things about wine, besides drinking it, is the people you drink it with. And the stories you hear and tell with wine all come together to make every bottle unique. Discovering and tasting wine shouldn't be a homework assignment. And we believe that the people who are closest to wine have the best stories. So open a bottle.
And welcome to podcast number 267. This week we feature Armando Castagnetti of Tenuta San Antonio, Italy. Over the last few months, we've been able to record several interviews with Italian winemakers, both here and in Italy. Italian wine continues to be a fascination. There's so much to learn and some incredible wines to taste. Once again, we are in Chicago, this time to interview Armando Castagnetti of Tenuta San Antonio. Armando has visited the U.S. many times and brings with him some excellent wines that are also great value. Like any wine, Italian wine is a continuing education. We hope you walk away growing your love for Italian wine. I'm here in Chicago today with Armando Castagnetti. Armando, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm a really pleasure to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. This is great we're able to get together. I'm going to ask you to say the name of the winery and specific wines we're going to be talking about today.
Yes. The name of our winery, it is Tenuta Sant'Antonio. Tenuta, it means estate. Sant'Antonio, because our father is called Antonio. We are family-run winery, four brothers. And without an history really long of producer wine, my father produced grapes for all his life, and the new generation decided to change it to start to produce wine. We are in Valpolicella area. We are in the north Italy, in the Veneto region. Veneto is the one historic region of producer wine in Italy. It's famous because there is Valpolicella, Marone, and Prosecco area. And we produce red wine Valpolicella, Marone, and the white wine Soave.
So you're saying estate is everything you produce estate?
Yes. We are all the brothers working in this project, and the history we started in 1995. My father, he was one of the founder of a wine cooperative, and he sold the grapes. Then I and my brothers in 1995 we decided to start to produce wine. Then we are in a particular place in the top of the hill, about 300 meters above sea level, with a particular soil. And Valpolicella, it is one historic DOC area of production. And it is between Milan and Venice, near Lake Garda. And Valpolicella, it is a nice name because it is for Latino languages, original languages.
Really?
Yes, it is a three different word. It is a Valpolicella. Valle, it means valley. Poli, polis, many. Cellar, cella, cellar. Then there are some historic documents from Roman time where this place, it was already known or popular because it was a valley of many cellars. And historically, this area, it was popular for producing a sweet wine with a method of dried grapes. Then today, I think it is one the unique area where in the same vineyards, we can produce two different wines. Or three different wines. One is a Valpolicella with the fresh grapes. One is Amarone with a dried method. And the Recioto, it is a sweet wine. Every producer decides how much quantity wine he wants to select. We have a particular regulation where we can produce a maximum 12 tons for hectares, and our consortium usually every year give us the quantity or the percentage we can select for producer Amarone or Valpolicella. It is an area totally different than other area in Italy, like I don't know, the most popular area Brunello, Sangiovese or Barolo. Usually in this case we have just one grapes, Sangiovese in case of Brunello, Nebbiolo in case of Barolo. In our case we have a blend. We have a blend with a local grapes. It is a minimum 3 grapes until 5 grapes. The most important it is Corvina Veronese and Corvinone with a Rondinella. Usually the blend in the Valpolicella is at least 70% Corvina and the Corvinone. It's two, for us it's the same family, but it is two different grapes. Corvina, it is a grapes give the wine soft sensation, fruity, gentle Corvina, because it is a really, really easy. Corvinone, one, bigger one, it is another grapes. The grapes is bigger, the berries bigger, give the wine more structure, but sometimes it is a little green, sometimes it is a little vegetable. And at the end we have a Rondinella. Rondinella is another historic quality grapes. It's a floral. Give the wine some note of rose, some note of violet, no?
Sure.
And we can use another two or three grapes. It is a local grapes, like Croatina, Oseletta. It is a typical grapes for improving all the color or the tannin. In the past, we used also Molinara. It's another grapes. Many restaurants told me, do you use Molinara? Because in the past, it was one of the grapes in the reglement. Now it is free if you wanted to use or no, because it is a grapes really generous, produce a lot, and sometimes it is pink. Then we prefer other grapes a little different, where it's possible to improve the color and also the tannin. This is the grapes, the variety of grapes. Mm-hmm. And the reglement, our reglement, say, in the same vineyards, you can select a part of the wine for producer Amarone with a dried method, and the part of the wine for producer Valpolicella. Okay, yeah. Usually in normal area, all the grapes go for one wine. In our case, no. In our case, usually the first selection, it is for producer Amarone. Amarone is a wine richer than normal wine made with this particular technique. Usually, it's clear the second selection for producer Valpolicella, the wine is always lighter because the best grapes we use for producer Amarone. Mm-hmm. Then, many times, we need to organize the technique of a ripasso. It is a specific technique in our area, where the younger Valpolicella made in September with the fresh grapes, with the second selection, re-fermented in the skins of Amarone, already fermented. This contact with these skins of Amarone is called ripasso. Ripasso because the younger Valpolicella, light, sometimes green, repassed over the skins of Amarone.
Oh, okay.
This contact created a small secondary fermentation and give the wine, after 1 week, a result totally different. The wine is richer, full body, it is fruitier and a little sweeter. It's a really nice Valpolicella, more interesting for to drink with the food than younger Valpolicella.
I'm going to go back. This is interesting, totally different process, and of course a lot of wineries use here in America, but let's go back to your family. So it's four brothers that are doing this.
Yeah.
Was that a major thing to decide to start making wine when, you know, mm-hmm. your father wasn't doing that? I mean, obviously it makes sense to do it, but was it a big deal?
Yeah. Yes. Many people told me this question. Work together, four brothers, is not easy, it's clear. but it's not impossible. I think our experience is being really important because we were born together or in the vineyards, and we worked together in the vineyards for many years. Then we know perfectly the situation, the difficult to work in the vineyards, and also after this process. It was clear we were not satisfied to produce only grapes, because we had the opportunity to visit many area, many cellar in Italy and also in France. And we had really fascinated than this award, no, to create something more. Because when you produce only grapes, at the end, the harvest, the situation is closed. Instead, if you work with a different finally result, all the work during the summer in the vineyards, it is totally different. You study what is possible to improve in, to create a different product better than the other, or different style. It's an excited situation. And when some people say, who decided different roles, you know, inside the cellar, honestly, it's been naturally. Because probably everyone, we have a different character. No? Some people are free, expansive. Some people are close. And personally, my roles, it is the commercial and the administration. And but I like to live, to visit the market, to meet many people, to have always a new experience. My brother Paolo is a winemaker. Is for me, is a genius, because but he lives in the cellar and he likes to stay there.
It's safe there.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know his wife. She is a really nice woman, because but she said that he is really passionate. He stay always in the cellar. He's a person never satisfied, you know. He need always to create a different solution. And my brother's Massimo, the youngest, he's the responsibility of the production of the grapes in the vineyards. And my brother's Tiziano, he helped me in the Italian market especially, and in the organization in the cellar.
Nice, so you have your duties very well spread out. When it comes to labor, do you have a number of employees, or it's strictly the family doing all the work? Or say, when harvest comes, mm-hmm. are you bringing in extra people for harvest?
Yes, or? Yes, okay. Yes. It's clear. We have a group of people working together always during the years in the vineyards, in the cellar, and the harvest. It's a topic a moment. Especially in our case, because we needed to select the best grapes for creating Amarone. Then if you don't have people with experience, it's a really big problem.
Now, in America, we've had issues with labor problems, simply enough being able to bring in enough people to do harvest. Are you having any problems like that in Italy?
Yes, I have honestly big problem, because it's difficult to find Italian people for this particular moment. Honestly, we have many people work in the cellar from other state, the East Europe, and for many years they organize every year during the harvest. The many parents, many friendly, and we have 80% of the people always the same people from 5-6 years. In this case, we are lucky. But it's important to create this thing, no? Yeah. Because it's not easy, honestly. It's true.
Are you employing any mechanical methods, like mechanical harvesting yet?
In our case, it's not possible, because the grapes, if you want to select the grapes for put in the open boxes for dried, is difficult. We have some vineyards in the plain for producer, I don't know, the basic wine, no, the first selection. Sometime, it's true, we use the machine, but at the end, 80%, 90% of the harvest it is by hand, absolutely.
So let's talk about last year, 2017. I know Northern Italy had some issues with drought. Has that gotten any better going into 2018, or is it still pretty dry?
But 2017 is being at the end a nice vintage. We had two winters, 16, 15, really, really nice. 17, we had a fantastic summer with a high temperature, and honestly, for us, it's better when we have a summer hot. During the harvest, in our case, for Produce Amarone, it's important to have also a nice climate during the harvest. In this case, we had a climate not so perfect in this period. But at the end, I think it is a positive vintage. Probably the expectative, it was really high until September. And in September, we had a month not so perfect. Then the result probably it is 80%, not 100%. Because we had a nice acidity, nice concentration of sugar, but we had a rain during September. Then it changed something, the result. But at the end, I think it's possible to say it is a really positive vintage.
How many actual wines do you make?
When we started to produce a wine, they originally had vineyards of my father. It was about 30 hectares. Now we have about part is owner, part it is by rent, about 100 hectares. And 70% of the wine, it is a red wine, and 30% it is a white wine. We have some vineyards with the traditional method of pergola veronese, and some innovative vineyards for us, a Guyot method, because the future go in this way, you know, because yeah, sure. It is possible to use the machine. But it's clear the traditional method, it was made because our grapes, especially Corvina, Corvinone, it is a grapes really sensible at the temperature, the high temperature. And with the method of pergola veronese, usually the grapes are under the leaf, then they are protected down the really high temperature. And sometimes we have the result more interesting with the pergola veronese traditional than Guyot method. Because it is grapes totally different than Cabernet Sauvignon, than international grapes.
Sure.
Then it's okay. We decide to go in the new way, absolutely. But now I understand why in the past, in our area, they decided to use this method. Unique problem is not possible to use the machine for this method of work. It's clear.
Now, I'm a little curious, you know, again, working with family. When you were young, I would assume that you spent some time working in the vineyards. Was there a point in time you were positive you wanted to become a winemaker, or was there a time you thought maybe you'd want to try something different?
Honestly, it is a process probably the people mature, no, during the life. But it is a nice question because an evolution, no, during the life. We worked in the vineyards. We study viticulture and agriculture. We met many people in this world. We had the opportunity, I and my brothers, to visit many area, many cellar, especially about 22 years ago, 25 years ago. Then in the moment, probably it was not so popular than now. Now, also in our area, in our valley, there is, when we started to produce wine, in our valley, there was a 3 or 4 winery. Now it is about 30 winery. Then there was an evolution unbelievable in 20 years. But we remember we were really fascinated on this world, because there is always a new you are stimulated, no, always to create this something different. And probably we stay really way in the past because now we have a different responsibility, no? Because sure. There is a production of the wine, the farm. Today we have about 30 people work in our cellar. Then for brothers, for family. Then we need to work and we need to create a volume also. But it's clear, it's another life. It's yeah. another life. It is fantastic because every year it is another story. Every year a different problem, okay. But also different goal, no? And I think for the life it's a fantastic. It's absolutely.
I like how you say, you know, it's a different life, and also every year it's different. It is different challenges Mother Nature absolutely. Brings you. About what percentage of wine do you export to the United States?
Our winery, our idea, it was sell the wine foreign market. 80% about of our wine, it is a foreign market, and 20% in Italy. Our production in U.S. at the moment, it is about 20%. And it is not yet first market, but probably in next few years we'll be there, we'll be the first market, yes. It's improving every year. It's a big market. It's a lot of competition, it's clear. But Italian wine is popular, and there are many operators are interesting to try some new. Also because I think I like to say always we are not a classic winery, you know? Because our history, it was a producer grapes, not a wine. Right. Then our head, it was free to think something different than normal wine. We are in the place where we have the regulation, where say, okay, maximum residual sugar, maximum minimum acidity is okay. But when we started to produce a wine, we decided why not to try to improve in some characteristic of the wine. Personally, when we started to produce a wine, it was difficult to find one Amarone really clean, fruity, and fresh style. Many, many Amarone, it was rich, powerful, with some note of oxidation, with some note of acidity volatile, with some note of the color, it was not so red, but a little brown. And then I think our process, it was to improve this characteristic, then create a wine cleaner, fruitier, and fresher. Then who tastes our wine, probably the approachable. It is, I like to say, easier than classic Valpolicella, classic Amarone, because I like to say we are a producer, but we are also a consumer. Then we'd like to create something like to drink, okay? It is easier to promote the wine if you like this style, this particular style. Then our wine, all the wine, it is made, or our research, it was go in the way, in this way. Cleaner wine and fresher, not so big, so fresh, so sweet, but really, because our experience, our mentality in Italian wine, usually it is to drink wine with the food.
Sure, yes.
Then it's normally difficult. It's difficult to drink wine outside the lunch.
All by itself.
Exactly. Yeah. I know all over the world is different because the people like to drink in many moments, many times. Instead, in Italy, we have the method of to drink usually lunch or appetizer, aperitif, or dinner, no?
Yeah.
Then the style is clear. Go with a nice acidity, not too high residual sugar, and with a really fresh sensation.
Armando, this is great talking to you. I've totally enjoyed this. and I appreciate you inviting me down here to Chicago to talk. For our listeners who'd like to learn about you and your winery on the internet, how would they do that? What is your web address?
Our web address, it is www.info@tenutasantantonio.it. This is Italian. We are in Verona. Verona, it is a great historic city. It's popular because it is the city where there is the home of Romeo and Juliet.
That's right, I forgot about that.
In Valpolicella area, near the Alp, and not so far than the Venice Sea and the Milan city.
Armando, thanks very much for taking the time to be here with me.
Oh, it's really my pleasure, and I hope you understand better something about our area, and especially all the people have the possibility to see this movie.
Excellent.
Thank you. I hope you visit our wine and our area in the future.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Learn more by visiting tenutasantantonio.it.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2018.